This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Adult JPC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you step into my office?
Okay. Okay. Oh, we both step in at the same time. Sorry, we can't. Why don't you go ahead?
Why don't we do face-to-face? We'll do face-to-face to step face-to-face. In, and we'll sidestep it. Okay? Stepping into each other.
Yeah, sorry, whoops. Sorry, Aaron, give us a second here.
Okay, can we just do the stuck in your door jam?
Sure.
No, we got this. It's almost like the fox, the hen, and the bag of grain. So why don't you put your hat in first, then we'll take a fishing line, grab your hat, I'll throw my shoes in, and 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, now we're naked and we're still stuck at the door jam.
I'm just going to tell you. We got your blood work back for both of you.
Oh, good.
You took my blood?
Oh, sorry. I figured it was sort of a...
I keep it in my desk. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. We got your results back, and you should sit down for this if you can, given the current circumstances.
We are wedged in here.
Oh, we just sat in the same seat.
Your blood tested positive for riddles. Not even just like a trace amount, like pretty intense.
Aaron, cut straight to it. How long do we have?
And can we make it as short as possible?
You're going to live a really long life.
No!
I'm so sorry.
Well, Aaron, if we're going to live a long life full of riddles, it sounds like, can we at least have some guests on?
Sure. Poison them, too.
Do we have riddles. A guest?
Luckily, we do. It looks like we do have a guest from the podcast All Fantasy Everything. Please welcome Ian Carmel. Ian, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I brought a big jar of my blood.
Good.
Oh, you are white as a sheet.
And honestly, you do it.
I can't tell if he's yawning or turning into a Dracula.
I'm just so grateful.
similar sounds.
Whatever you want to do with it. Is September too early for me to show up on a podcast? How does everyone feel about that?
No, Dracula's got to live the rest of the
vampire
year.
Vampire voice.
Yeah, that's a really good vampire voice. We'll never have you back on again. It's actually too good.
Thank you. Let's do spooky.
We'll call it Sleeplica.
Sleeplica. Very bad. Ian, you also have a HeadGum podcast. It is a wonderful show. Enjoyable to listen to. I think on our Patreon, we've done similar things just because I absolutely love the idea of like fantasy drafting things. But basically you guys just fantasy draft different pop culture things, correct?
Literally anything. We could fantasy draft nicknames for a very sleepy Dracula. We could
Sleepica would go fifth round or
I think first round first pick. I think
wow,
Sleepica.
Thank you. I love this guy.
We could draft actors who play Dracula. You like Universal Movie Monsters, like whatever it is in the world, we can fantasy draft it, and many of them we have.
I really enjoy your episode on, I think it's just Vegas activities in general. Like you get into Vegas and like what are the things you do? I really, really enjoyed that episode.
Thank you very much.
What was the first draft pick for that one?
Oh my God. I can't remember because we went to Vegas shortly thereafter.
Got a bunch of brain damage from the party.
Ruined my ability to retain any sort of memory.
But the question that we have to ask you because you're on our show now, what is your relationship with riddles? Puzzles, lateral thinking problems.
You said that like a stepdad. You're on our show now.
We do things a little different around.
You're going to smoke the whole riddles on this show.
I've always loved them. I was so excited to come on. I don't know that I'm very good at riddles. My intelligence is more of a memorizing facts than a logic. Like, I think I would be very good on Jeopardy, but if I had to help the Apollo 13 mission return to Earth, they would have died sooner. They would have probably died on Earth.
Yeah.
Well, we should say if in real time you had to help them, because if you had to help them now, like a time travel thing, you'd know what to do.
Oh, absolutely. Long as the movie was accurate, I would be able to tell them exactly.
Is Gary Sinise, how old is Gary Sinise right now? Let's call him 12. Oh, no.
Still, but like doing like very dramatic Chekhov plays at 12 years old.
Steppenwolf, yeah.
Steppenwolf. Yeah, so I really enjoy them. I love them. I love sitting there, which I think you'll hear a lot today, of going, ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great noise. Like one of my favorite noises to make. Mm-hmm.
That specific noise I make a lot.
The noise we make a lot is pitched down a little bit, which is,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we're also, I don't think anybody's good at, maybe like Stephen Colbert is good at riddles because he's like a Tolkien head, but I feel like nobody else on Earth is really good at riddles.
Oh, because there are riddles in Tolkien properties, Stephen Colbert, because he likes Tolkien, is good at riddles?
Wow. I follow that logic. Yeah. I get that.
Aaron, thank you.
Wow. Huh.
He also just seems like he'd be good at riddles. Like, he doesn't watch TV. Like, bookish. He goes home and, like, pours the smallest amount of scotch you've ever seen and then just, like, tells riddles back and forth.
And is drunk immediately.
Drunk, still wearing a suit.
It's a bad.
Well,
suit jammers.
I am old man puzzles today, which means I have sourced the riddles. And I think I'm not trying to be crazy here, but I think we actually have some pretty good riddles today.
Whoa.
We would never call you crazy.
I know, but you could because I am. But
I'm not falling for that. Nice try.
Been burned before on Twitter.
We're going to start with some warm-up riddles, which to me, they're sort of more like jokes or puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So let's just begin. All right. What has 15 diamonds but isn't rich?
James Bond. Which has what has 15 diamonds but isn't rich?
A deck of cards?
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa.
Ian, hold on. Pump the brakes. Did we bring in a ringer? What's going on here?
Yeah.
I think that's the fastest anyone has ever gotten an answer on the show.
This guy's definitely been to Vegas.
I've seen The Desolation of Smog, so I'm a little bit unfamiliar. I'm familiar with J.R.R. Tolkien.
I stick so strongly, yet I am not sticky in the slightest. What am I?
A snide comment from a mother-in-law.
Yeah, that'll stay with you forever. No, not that.
I've never really thought about my body like that before. I will forever.
Is it a magnet?
It's a magnet.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are flying through these.
Well, some of us are.
Not you.
Well, yeah, raise your hand if you've gotten one. Okay, interesting. ABC crossed
Can't
arms.
Really raise my
JPC,
hand.
If your mother-in-law hadn't decimated your confidence, I think you'd have one too. Don't worry about it. It's not on you, man.
It's called a Miami compliment, JPC.
I should accept that. I should accept that.
I am a driver, but I never drive a car. What am I?
A golf club?
That's a great answer. That's not the one I'm looking for. That technically works, though.
Adam?
No. Okay. That also works.
I am a driver.
But he might drive cars. How do we know that Adam?
Oh, he's in Ferrari. That's right.
Yeah, he's in Ferrari.
Sorry, can you say the full?
I am a driver, but I never drive a car. What am I?
I am a driver.
Do we already say golf? Do we say like a golf driver?
Is it one of those guys who has only ever owned big white pickup trucks? You know the kind?
Yeah.
He never puts anything in them, but it's very important to him to have like a big white pickup
very
truck.
Very specific just image just popped in my head.
Yeah, you know the guy.
The guy, and in my mind, that guy is like a 16-year-old girl that I see at the grocery store, and I'm like, why are you driving this truck?
That's
like,
the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
The bed
Morgan
of
Wallen blasting out of the windows, and you're like,
go to the Applebee's. I don't know if that's Morgan Wallen, but I hear that song everywhere. Is it like a union job on Sopranos or something?
What's
so many other things are drivers. You could be a bus driver and you're only driving a bus. You could be like a computer driver.
Yeah, it's not a person. That's my hint.
Oh, it's not a person. Oh, is it like a subway? A driver?
No.
I'm a driver, but I never drive.
Is it now, this is a stretch, but is it a mother-in-law who is a driving me crazy?
What did she say to you?
First of all, I realized after making the joke the second time, I do have a mother-in-law who is a lovely person who also sometimes listens to the show. So this is not about her. This is about a fictional, Everybody Loves Raymond mother-in-law.
Yes.
When I was on, I was the on-air sidekick for the Late Late Show. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of learning. And I would do jokes about like my ex-wife, like that were clearly in that where it's like, oh, you know, tell my ex-wife, like clearly fake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I was dating my now wife, her mom would like watch the show because it's like, oh, this boy is dating my daughter. I want to see what's up with him. And she like frantically called my now wife. And like, does he have an ex? Was he married before this? It's fine if he was, but you didn't tell me that. Like, she like took this my ex-wife joke like it was gospel, and she still gives me crap about it. Like, I still think she thinks I have an ex-wife out there somewhere.
I do want to see the scene. let's see. Aaron and Ian, you are dating each other. JPC, you are Ian's in-law. Mm-hmm. And you've heard some things about Erin, maybe that she's been complaining about you. She's an author, and she just released a new book, we'll say, that has a very awful portrayal of a mother, of a in-law.
Wait, I'm sorry. So
you're
wait.
Dating, but you're not. Okay, I said in-law and you're dating. Okay, I see what happened here.
No, that's
you're married.
The question.
You're married.
Who am I related to in this?
We'll say that you're Ian's in-law. You're Ian's parent. You're
You kept phrasing it in terms of an in-law, and I'm like, why are you making me do the math here? Like,
because I'm doing the...
Ian's parent.
I'm Ian's parent, and Aaron, you're like my daughter-in-law.
Yeah. My Adderall hasn't kicked in yet, so I am... my brain is Nickelodeon GAC right now.
Okay, I got you.
What about Phloem? Is it Phloem?
Oh, Phloem!
Phloem, there's no place like Phloem.
Oh.
Phloem. You guys... anybody want to do an appetizer? If we did the calamari, would anyone else have some?
I'm not cooking it, so it's not going to taste like absolute dog shit. And I'm putting that in quotes because I'm not cooking it.
Maureen, I thought we talked about this in the book. She's a witch. She's like a scary monster. She's nothing like you.
There's a cauldron. She puts like frog legs and eyes into it. You know, it's nothing like how you cook.
Okay,
Mom. Your frog legs and eyes are delicious.
Okay, great. Well, then when we get home after dinner, I'll make some frog legs and I'll watch you eat all of them, Kathy.
Because
my frog legs taste nothing like the frog legs in the book.
Mom, you know Maureen doesn't eat amphibians. We've talked about this. We met on an anti-amphibian.
Okay. You know what? I would love to do calamari. That's not an amphibian, is it?
No, its domain is mostly the sea.
But I'd love to do calamari, and I apologize. I apologize because I'm... Again, I just read the book and it's a little fresh for me.
Yeah, and I am sorry. It was a real oversight that she's named after you, and sure. It's a real oversight that she looked a lot like you. I had just seen you that day. You were top of mind. It has nothing to do.
I didn't even put together. So that's what you think I look like?
No.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to say that.
Because you,
the boy you
said
on
that
your
she
face,
had a bug eyes, bug mouth, and bug face. Because in my mind, I'm like, that looks nothing like me, but that's...
Okay,
you think...
can I go ahead and take your bug eyes? Your order? Sorry, I'm your bug lips waiter.
Huh. We'll have the calamari to start.
We're going to start with the calamari.
Oh, I love... Ian, I don't think you finished the sentence, but I love we met on an anti-amphibian subreddit or whatever. I love finding so true funny. Love when you hate the randomest thing.
A subreddit with two people, so it's like, we found love.
We got to stop eating amphibians.
Okay.
It's definitely Miss Piggy and someone else. Yeah. So.
Oh, no, we didn't answer the last one. You almost got away with it, too.
Damn it. So this is not a human. Aaron, is this some sort of technology, or is this like a natural force?
Not a natural force. It's man-made.
Man-made.
Think of things that have the word driver in it.
And it's a type of driver.
Driver.
It's not like a driver.
Okay. Words that have the
word
driver.
It's just a word that has the word driver in it.
It's one word?
Well.
Okay.
Oh,
Is this the thing that beat Paul Bunyan and Babe?
It's no, you not definitely,
A pile
Everyone
driver.
Has this in their house.
Oh, pile think. Driver's good. Everyone has this in their house. Oh, washer and driver. Right. Okay.
No.
Washer and driver.
You're on the right track, though.
If I just answer crazy, it'll be right.
Washer and driver. I hate that. I love it so much.
We all have this in our house.
What do I have in my house that driver. Is a driver?
Is it like in the kitchen, Aaron?
I'm going to make the noise for the first time.
Yeah.
One of us.
I would say that you don't have one of these until maybe you're like 23, 24, 25, and your dad probably gives you this when you move to a new city.
Oh, a talking to about sex.
No.
A talking to. It's not even an explanation. It's just a talking to.
No, it's a talking to because I'm moving to a new city. I had all the regular sex in the first
It'll
city.
It'll fall off.
This
I'm
might be in like a junk drawer or a part of a bigger kit.
Aaron, is driver the first half or second half?
Oh, is
second
this a half. Screwdriver?
It's second a screwdriver.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It was so simple yet so and hard. It,
yeah. So that's vodka and orange juice. I did get that talk from my dad.
Yeah.
Well, slur. It was by slur, I mean slurred words, of course. Let's calm down.
It was modeled behavior, but I did learn it from him.
Yeah. Who is the king of the school supplies?
Oh, God.
Ooh, Mr. Mead?
No.
Okay, had that.
Lisa Frank?
Yes. No. It's got to be Lisa Frank. Okay.
Well, in a way, she is.
Who's the king of the school supplies? This
the ruler. It's got to be the ruler.
I would like to see a scene.
Oh, yeah.
JPC, you are the ruler. Ian, you're like a pencil. And Adel, you're like a folder. And JPC, you're really bossing them around and they've had enough.
Mm-hmm. You there. Carve my initials into him.
My lord, I already possess several different markings identifying exactly which caliber of pencil I am and which Ticonderoga is a rather long word.
Nitwit. I'm talking to you. You carve my initials into the folder. Do it with your little graphite tip or whatever it is you do.
Sure, if I may. My thickness is not quite what it used to be. I'm quite thin and frail.
With your permission, sir, I would rather perhaps I could write your initials onto the folder, and that would suffice.
Yes, or maybe a song for my lord.
I want you to push until his little folder skin breaks. I want to see what the insides of this folder are made of.
But sir, if I may, inside, right through the membrane of my folder, is your homework, sir. You would pierce your homework. We can't have that.
And my lord, think of all the young men playing sporting events on the outside of our friend here that would be obscured by your initials.
Right now, you're getting my flat wood side. If you want to see my sharp metal side, I can turn around, and we can see what the ruler really has in store.
No, sir. No. Please, go ahead.
Chance is necessary.
Francis, please, go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Here I am. Take that. Take that, you
binder. Deeper.
Oh, God, I can feel the paper separating. Oh, God.
Yes. Oh. Now I'll pull the paper out of the little hole. Yes.
Scene. Happy back to school season, everybody. That should be an ad for Staples, I think. I would go to Staples immediately if I saw that ad on TV.
Can I have the horny products, please?
Yeah, it's truly a little bit too sexual for TV, I think.
The part of Staples that's behind a beaded curtain.
Yeah, it's in the back.
Yeah. All stores should have that, like, 21-plus section, no matter what the store is, and they should offer the adult version of whatever you have at a grocery store.
Do you, have any you ever go to vitamins? Nasty Target?
They should have that at restaurants, too. I want to go to Horny Chili's.
Well, Aaron, that's just the kitchen.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, a few more warm-up riddles, I think. Okay. What is the leading cause of dry skin?
Heart disease. Oh.
Eczema.
Cause of dry skin.
Remember, this is a riddle and not a fact.
Screwdryer.
It's like a joke.
Yeah, screwdryer. Yeah, washer and screwdryer. Yeah.
Is this a site for psoriasis or something?
No, Ian, Jesus I do think Christ. That you're kind of on the right track with the way that you're thinking.
What did Ian say?
Screwdryer. He was doing a callback to your joke earlier, calling it a washer.
And this is, driver. What's the number one cause of dry skin?
Yes.
skinny dipping something.
Number one cause for dry skin. Flake? This something is, flake?
This has got to be a skin pun or a dry pun, right?
It's, like a, it's not a pun.
Damn it. Oh.
It's, some, what, it's something that dries you.
A towel?
Alcohol.
A towel.
Oh, a towel. Oh, wow.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking hate these.
What goes up and down and doesn't move in? Actually, I want to see a scene.
Uh-oh.
Ian, you are a towel and you're just super dry. And Adel, you are the man using the towel and you sort of wish it had a little bit more personality.
Ooh. All right. Just give a little.
So, I was telling you that I am mostly Pima cotton.
This again, Pima cotton. I don't even know. I don't care.
Have you
I'm
had
never
a chance
gonna...
to make it out towards Arizona at any point? Pima, Pima
literally. This is the first time in my life I've said Pima cotton out loud. I've said it twice now. Yes,
you know,
Tracy and I are going to Sedona in the fall. You know this.
The airport in Phoenix is called a Sky Harbor. I always thought that was an interesting thing.
Can I ask you? Hey, Charles. Can I ask you something? When we leave the house, are you on the computer? What do you do? How do you know all this?
I mostly just sort of lay crumpled up in a corner.
Okay.
Kind of next to your hamper.
Great. Listen, I didn't want to do
slowly
this today.
Collecting.
Let me finish just
black
sort of
mold.
And okay. All right, now that I'm dry, I think it's time to just rip the Band-Aid off, okay? I'm getting new towels. They're Egyptian cotton, okay? I don't want every day when I shower, I don't want to be talking to Stephen Wright in towel form, okay? I want like a Ricky Gervais. I want someone who can hold up their end of the conversation and not just talk at me.
You know, the interesting thing about Egypt is the Upper Nile is actually further south, and the Lower Nile is the
Wait,
one
that
connects to the Mediterranean.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sorry. I'm still a little bit wet from your body. I'll dry out in a moment.
Sorry. That was just slightly exciting. I didn't know that. Okay. But yes, we are going to, and I'll leave it up to you. We can either toss you or take you to Salvation Army. I have to assume Salvation Army takes towels.
If you wouldn't mind sort of just crumpling me up and putting me where that feral cat sleeps outside, I think I can forge an excellent relationship with them. Yeah.
Okay. Captain Screams. Yes, I will put you out. And I just want to say I'm sorry. I feel like I've been pretty hard on you. I feel like you've done your job. It's just, I don't know if this is better or worse, but it's just your personality. It's just you're very...
We cut to the next day. There's a knock at your door, Adel.
Hello?
Hey, man, down here, you gotta stop leaving this crap out in my alley, man. This guy sucks.
Hey, Captain
you
Screams.
Know, the idea that cats have nine lives.
No, man, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it.
That was amazing.
Ian, hold on. I gotta ask. Were those factoids real?
Everything. I didn't have one for the cat, but everything else was real.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Ian did say he'd be great on Jeopardy, and pulling out that Pima cotton thing, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The guy's not lying.
I assume it's Pima, Arizona. Is Pima in Arizona? It might be Oklahoma.
I know you was in Arizona.
Now, hold on.
Right?
Ian, if you went on Jeopardy,
yes.
What category would you be most relieved to see on the board?
It is in Arizona. If they did a like any sports, I'm a big sports fan. So I know that the bar is pretty low on Jeopardy for like sports trivia. This is also how I win Trivial Pursuit every time. Is just by like hitting as many oranges as I can. So any sport, any like basketball related category, I'd be like, I'm about to sweep this thing.
Ooh, who are your teams?
I'm a Portland Trailblazer fan. I'm from Portland, Oregon originally.
Rough
times. Rough days.
Clyde Drexler could have been Michael Jordan if only Michael Jordan hadn't existed.
In a world without players, Michael Jordan, Clyde Drexler would have been a beautiful, bald he's, NBA superstar.
He looks 54 at 22.
He was fantastic. And then we drafted Greg Oden, who looked 54 at 19. So we have a type.
Mature.
Yeah.
Wow, what a nice way to say that. If only my mother-in-law would be so kind. I'd kill for a mature.
What goes up and down but doesn't move an inch?
Gas prices. Biden.
Thank you.
Get him.
We're all thinking.
Get him.
And
kill
another
him.
Thing.
Get him. Kill
him.
I've seen Kamala Harris in 2 years.
What goes up and down but doesn't move an inch?
Seesaw. No, a seesaw moves. What goes up and down?
Stock market.
Doesn't move an inch.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Up and down.
Does it move way more than an inch? Because that's tons of things.
Yeah, like an airplane.
elevator.
I like the way you're thinking, though, but that's not right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goes blood pressure
down, but doesn't move an inch.
It goes up temper? And down.
Temperature?
No.
Okay.
No, that's good. I do like temperature. Yeah. Up and down, but doesn't move an inch. Is this something to do with like, I was going to say like, no, but that it's definitely moving. I was going to say like the sun in the sky, like it disappears every day,
no.
But we are moving.
You
but
think
it's,
the sun disappears?
The language in this one, I will say, is a little misleading.
JVC doesn't have object permanence.
In which case, we'll be cutting all of this out. I know exactly about the planet.
He screams and giggles when he sees the sun again.
A new sun is created every single day.
Yeah. Like a game of peekaboo. He's like, oh, we got to keep back.
Sorry, Aaron, what was the hint you just gave?
I think that the language in this is a little misleading. When we talk about this thing, we don't say that it goes up and down. We say that maybe we go up and down it.
Oh, a slide?
No. Stairs?
Stairs!
Oh, stairs. The trickier slide.
Oh, okay. You can go up and down stairs, but the stairs never move.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
Couple more of these warm-up riddles before we take a little break. Okay.
These are actually pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, these are bad. These
if I'm walking, then I must be running. However, if I'm running, I may be walking. What am I?
A Dustin guy Hoffman. In New York City.
I was just going to say Dustin Hoffman in, I want to say, Midnight Cowboy.
If I'm walking, I must be running?
Yeah, if I'm walking, then I must be running. However, if I'm running, I may be walking. What am I? Again, this is sort of intentionally misleading language here.
This sounds like, and I know this isn't the answer, but have you ever been to like a mall at like, right when it opens, like 9 a.m., and there's women in the mall who are walking so slowly, but their arms are doing this. Like their arms are like going nuts.
I love those women. I will protect those women at any cost.
It's like in their head, they think they're Robert Patrick from Terminator 2, but their feet are going just shuffling forward.
They've still got Reeboks from when Reagan was president, but they're clean. They're still clean. Yeah, they've only worn them in the mall.
Their tracksuit looks like those paper cups that used to come with all water dispensers.
That's so funny.
The teal and the purple splatter. Okay, if I'm walking, I'm running.
No, this I sounds must be running. However, I'm running, I may be walking. What am I?
Did anybody? I'm of a certain age, Ian. But did anybody in school ever have everyone in my school? There was like a year where everyone would say, "If I'm lying, I'm flying," and my feet are clearly still on the ground. Did anybody have that, or is that
you went to school with all Matthew McConaughey's? Right?
Yeah,
that's a nightmare or a TV show. I'm going to premise for a TV show.
All right, doing some quick roll call. Matthew. All right. All right. All right. Matthew. All right. All right. All right. Matthew. All right. All right.
That was nine different McConaughey's.
No, I don't think I've ever heard of that in my life. So
okay, let's just move on. Let's just move on.
It's a very stylish thing for like a lot of people to say. That seems like a thing that one person said and everyone was like, that's the guy who says that.
It might have just spread through my school like wildfire.
Adam was born in 1935, so he just has a different point of reference than the rest of us.
And I invented the assembly line and I stick to that.
That has a I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum vibe to it. Yes. Like I like a phrase with like an answer to a yes or no question with a part one, a part two, and then the part three is I'm all out of part two.
You could never have a catchphrase like that these days because the kids, they'd be on TikTok halfway through.
Yeah, you can't do more than an 8-second catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
You're a sneeze away from yelling, get off my lawn.
Sorry, I'm on TikTok. Can you repeat it one more time?
If I'm walking, then I must be running. However, if I'm running, I may be walking. What am I? And again, this is slightly misleading language.
Is this like an escalator?
Something running, like it's working. Like the running
like
means
a water
working.
Faucet or something. Yeah, yeah.
So like a
walking. Is this like is this like those robot dogs at Boston Mechanics or whatever?
Boston Dynamics.
It's sort of
mechanics.
I will say it's an electrical thing, so it's something you plug in.
If I'm running and walking,
walks.
Is it like it's like a walking piano, or it's like a doom 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 doom.
I prefer a playing piano versus.
But what's like? Think of the words walking and running. Those are important words.
Okay, What?
Because it's not just, it's sort of a double meaning of the word running, because it's running, but
Phoenix.
Also running.
Joaquin Phoenix.
If I'm Christopher Joaquin Phoenix.
Is this one of those signs that helps you cross the street with, like, the electronic walking person?
No.
Oh, that would be great answer. That's a great answer.
You were doing the, you know, the walking thing for a deaf person, but I thought it was a
the Six Flags guy. So if I'm walking, I'm running, and if I'm running, I'm walking. Is that what you said?
Yes. But maybe. What it, so this thing, it's like running because it's on and it's working, but also it's like running.
Oh boy. Can we get a little hint, please?
The walking part, Aaron, is the part that I'm having the most trouble with. Do you have a hint for the walking part?
Yeah, it's both. So it's like it's the walking and the running is the intended use of this thing.
Walking?
It's like a motorized walking stick that's like out of control.
Mover?
Yeah, but what's another way of like
motorized walking thing that's out of control.
Motorized walking thing, a Segway.
People mover is very close.
Escalator. What are those things? Is that what you call the things in the airport? Like a flat an escalator that was had an anvil dropped on it?
It's that, but for your home.
A treadmill.
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 Wow.
We got there.
We God got damn there it. Together.
I just bought a, I saw it on TikTok, guilty. I just bought a walking pad for my living room. And it's like a it's like half a treadmill, and I have fallen off of it so many times.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
If you have long legs, it is not for you.
Wait. I have no idea what this is. Is it? What do you mean half a treadmill? What
You've
is
been
this?
To my house since
I bought
it.
Doesn't have the top half of the treadmill. It's a walking pad.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a, but it's a shorter length, and there's no stand for it. It's just a walking pad. Yeah.
I've been to your house and seen that. Mariah also has one, but she has, which is my wife, she has it and she calls it an under desk treadmill so that she can put it under her desk, her standing desk as she works, because then you can like balance off it. I've never seen a person just have one in the middle of their living room before. When I went into your house, I assumed that that hadn't been moved to the place where it would be.
No, that's its spot. This feels like my mother-in-law all over. Well, let's go to a break and JPC and I can sort of chop this up and we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's
right. Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do whatever you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
The shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive.
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi guys, it's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy is all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I used to have a treadmill that which I don't have anymore, my old apartment, I bought it when I first moved to the city. So I had like a treadmill for like 10 years in Chicago. I moved it for 4 apartments. It was an awful ordeal to move that thing. But I used to walk on the treadmill while I played video games with people. And I would play video games with friends, like on like headset. And several times as I was doing that, I had fallen off the treadmill because I was paying too much attention to the game. And all of my friends had to hear me go, like fall down on the headset and be like, what is happening?
That's heaven. Hearing your friend fall off a treadmill over
That's
your head.
That's incredible.
But I would never tell them I was on the treadmill. So they're like, what happened? I'm like, I fell down. And they're like, we're playing video games. How did you fall down?
You know those are good friends because that audio never made its way to YouTube.
Yeah.
What game were you playing?
This would be a time in my life where I was playing a lot of Overwatch.
Oh yeah.
Which is a game that involves moving and shooting and aiming and stuff. It's not a good treadmill game. I gotta tell people, it's not a good treadmill game.
Yeah, you want to play like Ian, Civilization. Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Harvest Moon. I do agree with Ian where it feels like if there was any justice in the world, that audio of you falling down and screaming would be like the new Wilhelm scream. Where it's like any new Star Wars movie, we like someone gets hit with a lightsaber and falls off a cliff, and we hear.
You hear JBC go, "Help me! I'm hurt."
Aaron, wherever you found the last like 8 riddles, cling to that source. Never lose that wherever that's from. These are frustrating but delightful.
Yeah,
yeah. I almost lied and said I wrote them for the attention.
Wow.
That's not a good impulse. I fought it, though. I told the truth. I didn't write these. I found them on the internet. But these next riddles that I'm going to bring to your door.
Sorry.
Ian wrote them.
It was me. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, fine. You can take credit. Are listener submitted, and these are from Mark. So
Mark
loves improv and puzzles, and it's really fun to listen to a podcast where people love improv and barely tolerate puzzles. So they are definitely a listener.
That's correct.
Mark wrote these mystery lists for thee. That's what he's calling them. So these, for Adel and JPC, these are probably, like, they're kind of only Connect adjacent. It's a certain style of puzzle. But I'm going to give you guys an example puzzle, and then we'll get into the real ones. And I think you'll be able to pick up on this really quick.
Aaron, do we need, as Dr. Dre once rapped, do we need a pen and a pad?
No.
Okay.
I think you'll be good. Unless, I don't know. Up to you. Dealer's choice.
Are we trying to get this damn label off?
That's yeah. Awesome. I hope so.
Okay.
I would choke you with a Charleston chew.
So, all of the answers in this set of puzzles form a recognizable set of items or people, such as days in the week or colors of the rainbow or names of the friends from Friends. In order to find out what the set is, you'll be given a list of clues. Each clue relates to one item in the set. For example, you'll have to, it's like two puzzles in one. You have to figure out what each one is trying to get you to say, and then you have to figure out what the overarching category is.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So the first clue from the first puzzle is Cable Guy.
Okay. Jim Carrey movies.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's not going to be the literal thing. Remember the clue?
Yes.
Okay. Things that are late. Things that are scheduled.
Springfield's bartender.
Oh, Mo, that'd be Mo Sizlak.
Yeah.
Country Fair Fries. And that's all the hints.
Tenderloin? What are those?
Fries.
The funnel cake? Country Fair Fries. Pickles?
Shape
Everything.
Of French Fry.
Shape of French Fry. Ooh, Michael Shannon, Lily Taylor. That was a great movie.
Love that movie.
Woman Falls in Love with a Fish.
There are only three?
Only three.
Clues.
Mm-hmm. I can put them in the chat as well.
In the first one, we have Cable Guy is Jim Carrey. We have Jim, Mo.
Are these the Three Stooges?
Yep. But
so
Curly Fries, Mo Sizlak, and
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, I see. I see. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they're all going to be like that. These puzzles are written with the intention that you'll be able to guess what the set is without figuring out every single clue. So you can do some deductive reasoning.
Okay. I gotta be the guy saying this because I think my dad does listen to the show. What about Shep? Are we not talking about Shep? Is Shep not even in the conversation?
Who's Shep?
Shep was brought in late in the game. He's sort of a, who's the Barks brother? Zeppo. Sort of late to the game, but still a part of it. Probably gets royalties.
Wow. When my dad dies, he is going to be spinning in his grave.
Is it rotisserie dad? I should just very quickly, Gemma will be pissed if I don't mention it. Gemma's related to two of the Stooges.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Wow. Two of them.
Yeah. They're
by
Jewish.
Incest or?
What?
Well,
yeah, they were in love. Yeah,
did the Stooges intermarry? It's like the royal families of Europe.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why they all have that. That's why they all have that chin,
that Habsburg chin. They all have that chin.
They call it a Stooges palate.
They have a slap face.
So funny. So some of these are going to be, the order is important. Like that last one is not as important, but this first puzzle is five items, and the order matters.
Okay.
Okay, these are awesome.
The first clue is quake. The second is ball. The third is storm. Fourth is fall. Fifth is break.
Got it. This is
this is
the Captain Planet. This is Earth, quake, fireball. What was the next one?
Heartbreak.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
The monkey
storm. It's storm and fall.
Yeah. So these are Captain Planet
wind
Planeteers.
Wind. Windfall.
Windfall.
What's the storm?
Rain?
Well, there was a crossover. I don't remember. This is like mid-90s. Storm from the X-Men actually joined the Planeteers.
Yeah.
And she was wrecking house. That little toxic pig guy, dead.
Adel, I cannot believe how quickly you got that. Yes. Earth, fire, wind, water, heart. Each of these clues is the second half of a common compound word that begins with the element name. That's crazy. Mm.
And it's also very sad, we should say, it's very sad that Hart and the other one passed away, and now it's just Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think they're still doing their best.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
When I saw Quake, I assumed it was a clue about a game that JPC fell off a treadmill playing.
Oh, I got this. I made the Doom guy scream as I fell off my treadmill.
And I should say, when Earth, Wind, and Fire combine, their powers summon parents to the dance floor at a wedding.
Yeah baby.
Okay, so puzzle two. These are eight items, and then the order.
Jesus.
It kind of matters. Near, far, wherever you are.
Okay.
Celine Dion?
Up above the world so high. Under a horse. At a Saints annual parade.
Oof.
In the sky, parentheses, rarely. At the end of the rainbow. Beneath the Emerald City. And floating in the summer sky.
Holy shit.
Ugh. Near, far, wherever you are is like Celine Dion, Titanic.
Yeah.
Titanic. And that
What's the name of that song?
Near, far, Diamonds.
It's not Titanic by Celine Dion.
My heart will go on.
My heart will go on.
Oh, first
this is the Planeteers plus. So heart, Earth is under the rainbow. Heart.
And then what's the next? The next one is.
Up above the world so high.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yep. So a star.
Heart, star. Oh, these are Lucky Charms.
Yep.
Heart star, horseshoe, under a horse, horseshoe. At a Saints annual parade is a clover, probably, St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
At the end of a rainbow would be a pot of gold. Beneath the Emerald City would be slippers, ruby slippers. Is that
rainbow.
Part of Lucky Charms?
Rainbow. Somewhere over slippers. The rainbow.
Okay.
And then floating in the summer sky would be a moon.
No, red balloons.
A red balloon.
Oh, aren't there moons in Lucky Stars?
Yeah, that's blue
Lucky
moon,
Stars.
That's five.
Lucky Charms? Okay.
In the night sky.
Rarely is the moon. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha,
oh,
gotcha.
I see. I missed that one. Okay.
I was trying to do like hearts, stars, and rainbows in me red balloons, but I just went right to the end.
Stars and rainbows in me red balloons.
Aaron, this isn't so much a scene, but just a request.
Sure.
Do you mind singing the Lucky Charms song in the stylings of Celine Dion? Just a snippet.
Do
maybe.
I know? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, our budget's blown. Our budget's blown.
Well, we owe him $80,000. That was like 5 seconds.
Aaron, we should for the first time, we should take video from this podcast and just do that and then have a caption contest for people writing what they hear.
It's like a Rorschach. It's like a Rorschach test, but audio. I do want to see
a nightmare.
I do want to see a real scene. Sure. JPC, Ian, and Aaron, the three of you are sort of ad executives for, I want to say Post. I have no idea. Well, Lucky Charms, parent company. And the three of you have been tasked with coming up with, for the new generation for 2023, we need to refresh these outdated marshmallows. So you're coming up with what the new marshmallows should be.
Nobody's playing with horseshoes anymore, all right? We got to get them out of there. And we got to replace it with something the kids can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but boss, we can't be all cell phone marshmallows in there. It's a little depressing.
Okay, but we definitely, so we got cell phone on the board, all right? Now we need to beat cell phone.
Cell phone is definitely first. Now, I also gotta say, I think we gotta take Rainbow out. I mean, Rainbow's just too hotbed. We're getting all conservatives unloading AK-47s into Lucky Charms boxes because we have rainbows in there. It's just too much.
Or, taking your idea, what if we exclusively pivot to selling marshmallow shapes that outrage conservatives so they buy Lucky Charms to destroy those Lucky Charms?
Holy
shit. Okay, well,
shit.
Now finally our Hunter Biden marshmallow makes sense on the board.
We do a Hunter Biden. We wrote Hunter that Biden. Up there 3 weeks ago thinking we have an answer and the question will make itself clear at some point.
This is perfect. I think we move everything from the questionable that this is maybe too political, too hot button into that. That's definitely going in. And we get the guy who's waiting right outside to just come in and record the new jingle right now.
Great. Come on in.
Hey, it's me, Post Malone. We rolling? Here we go.
Yep.
Go, Post. Go, Post.
Cell phones, Hunter Biden, on a Tuesday, marshmallow.
We got in one.
Rizberries. Nice that drip. Drink that drip, milk.
Post, is there any way you can work transgender Bud Light into the lyrics at any point?
Back to one. Let's take it from the top.
Scene.
General Mills is the company.
General Mills.
Now, Adel, all of our listeners know that you can definitely do an Eminem impression, but I think we're blown away that you actually have a spot on perfect Post Malone.
I said Post Malone, and I go, I don't know what he sounds like.
I think
the way my brain worked is I was like, serial singer. Post is a cereal company.
Yep.
And I was like, Post Malone.
He's the perfect candidate.
Yes. Everyone says he's the biggest sweetheart on the planet.
Oh.
That Post Malone is.
He's always like smiling, sweetie. I will say.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So, there you go.
Also, Karl Malone in the Post.
Bye.
Boy.
Okay, next puzzle. I think you're going
to
like it.
Ian on Jeopardy getting the who's the biggest sweetie question to be.
Yes!
I know this.
Who's Post Malone?
Just very quickly, to keep Ian honest, is very, very quickly. Ian, basketball for 1,000.
Yeah.
The question is, this, I don't know, a basketball player moved to the U.S. at the age of 47, I want to say, to play for the Portland Trail Blazers.
I wish Jeopardy questions were written like that.
It's Arvydas Sabonis.
He was 47 years old, and he had the knees of a much older man.
Yeah. It truly is astounding how old the Trail Blazers have always been. Sorry, Aaron. Next one.
No, this is... Okay. This one's good.
This is...
All right. It's four items. The Last Supper, the Creation of Adam, the Feast of Herod, and the Transfiguration.
Is transfiguration the wine into the body of Christ or the blood of Christ thing? Okay.
Ian, I got to ask, how does it feel to be Jewish for this one? Can't feel too great.
It feels safe. It feels so good.
So the last
Listen,
supper...
the Last Supper, that's Passover, baby. That's Jewish.
Passover without the horn.
Yeah.
The Last Supper's a painting by... Do we know who painted that?
Well, a lot of people, but Leonardo da Vinci is one of them.
And then I think now that you have that, you'll be able to suss out where we're
the
going
The Da Vinci,
with this.
Creation of... Oh, Creation of Adam was Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
These are the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
these are the Ninja Turtles.
You got it.
And we should say the Creation of Adam was cool but rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to do... See a scene. Go ahead.
The Creation of Adam was painted by Bebop.
It was dropped in ooze. I do want to see a scene. The four of us are the turtles. I call Donatello. Go ahead and call your turtle.
I'll be Donatello as well.
I'll also be Donatello.
I will be April O'Neil.
Great. So this worked out perfectly. I should have never asked for input. Art by committee, everyone. Art by committee. So Ian, you are April O'Neil. The other three of us are Donatellos. And this is a weird sort of storyline where April is trying to get the turtles to accept Jesus.
Hey, April. You haven't been down in the sewer in a while. What have you been up to?
Well, you know that I usually cover the news.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But for once... I actually had an opportunity to hear the news. The good news, that is.
Oh, like a more public TV station? I don't understand.
Well,
no, good news. Hearing the good news. Are you talking about the good news of how we built an automatic pizza making machine?
Well, it's something like an automatic pizza making machine. But what if instead of making pizzas, it forgave everyone their sins? And instead of a machine, it was a man who was God.
Okay, huh. Donatello, start backing up slowly.
Okay, okay.
Here we go.
What if I told you that there was a pizza covered in not pepperoni, meat sauce, and cheese, but in forgiveness, love, and eternal life in the kingdom of heaven? How many slices would you want?
I don't know, guys. That sounds actually kind of good. April, April, you're not wearing your typical yellow jumpsuit that stinks like absolute shit. You're wearing white?
That's right, because I've been born again in the love of Jesus Christ. He's like Shredder, but the opposite.
Gets down on my knees, clasps my
Donatello, three fingers, no! Hands. I hit him over the head with my big stick. I'm pretty sure that's my weapon.
I duck my head into my shell,
right,
and you hit the shell, and that's my move.
Dang it. I would have done that too, because I'm also Donatello.
Hold on. I've been so distracted by living in the light of Jesus Christ the Savior that I haven't noticed. Why are there three Donatellos?
I cloned myself.
Something bad happened here. Yeah.
Wait, April. If there's three Donatellos, that means we only have one soul between the three of us. Can all three of us get saved?
That's right. Well, technically, much like Jesus, much like God, you are each a part of the Donatello. You are the...
Dibs on the Father.
Donatello, you're the Father.
Father, also the Father.
I would also like to be the Father.
Three fathers.
The Father, and the Father.
You should have never asked, April. You should have never asked.
See. We're idiots.
We're good at improv, though.
No, that's, sure that's not true, and I know that's not true.
I love the initiation. You know how I usually cover the news? Well, I heard the news.
That's brilliant. Okay, we're going to do another one.
Yes.
I also do like how Jesus is the anti-shredder, not just a one-to-one for, super shredder, not a one-to-one for, Splinter, which is just like.
I will say, it just popped in my head. I despise all religion. I would absolutely convert to, if Jesus sounded like, Jesus, here, where's my parcel? If Jesus sounded like Krang, all in.
And if Jesus rode around in a giant God suit?
Yes. That looked like an 80s pro wrestler.
That would be fun.
In the tummy.
All right. Seven items.
Aaron, these are also great. This is maybe the best riddles we've had in 2 years.
Ian, I was trying to impress you, just to be honest, and I sourced some of the best riddles I've ever sourced.
Well, in the interest of you continuing to get really good riddles by denying you my affection and being impressed, I'm going to say I'm not impressed at all.
Wow. That'll only make me better. Thank you.
Right, exactly. You're welcome.
Trying to do the math here. I don't know.
All right. Okay. What are these?
I got this one.
Unbaked goods, a devilish sea creature, a shortened mile, falls first half, before you reap, orders partner, a golfer's starting point, and unbaked goods.
This is a Sound of Music ass one, because this is
This is a Sound of Music ass one.
Unleavened Leviathan.
A female deer. Ray, I got me, a name, I got myself, fa, a long way to run.
The first half of the fall.
Yeah, the first half of the fall. So, before you reap, la,
wait,
orders for, what? What?
A devilish sea creature, a deer?
A ray.
Array. Array. Okay.
Go Ray.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Honestly, deer?
Though, honestly, if I see a deer like swimming in around ocean? In an ocean, I'm going to be like, the devil. That's the devil. The devil's doing something.
Completely dry.
Yeah, breathing underwater with red eyes.
That does
That's
sound like one of the nicknames for the devil from like the year 600. Like the deer who swims. The morning star.
Do deer, re, fa, sol, la, ti,
I see
re,
a deer
romano.
That swims. I'm going right to my, what is it, amphibian haters group on Reddit and being like, you'll never fucking believe this shit.
There's a third member, folks.
T. Okay. This is very good. Very, very good.
All right. This one is 9 items.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Here it is in the chat. A sprinter, a ballerina, a frolicker, a stone cold fox, a celestial body, a matchmaker, a cannibal, a linebacker, an odd one out.
Got it. I got it.
You got it? Man, these are so fucking hard. I have no idea here.
This is Dasher, Dancer, Frolicker,
Prancer.
Thank you so much. Stone Cold Fox would be Fuckable.
No, Vixen. They renamed Fuckable in 2019. To Vixen.
Post Malone sang the new version. We all know it's Fuckable. Celestial Body would be
Cloud.
Comet. Thank you so much.
That's better.
A Matchmaker would be
Cupid.
Cupid, thank you so much. A cannibal would be
Dahmer.
the Donner Party. A linebacker would be
Blitzen.
This would be John Lynch.
Blitzen.
An odd one out would be Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The most famous reindeer. You got
and how
it.
How would Celine Dion sing this?
I don't know.
Email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what words you heard in that song. I always think she sounds like Elmo in that first part where she's like, near, far. Right? Anybody watch Sesame Street with Elmo?
I can't get on board with that.
He ran real close
Sesame
then
Street
ran
with
away.
Elmo.
Okay, so what am I talking about? What am I doing? Who am I?
You're
where am I? I just blacked in and I'm on a riddle podcast. Let's do maybe one more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that okay?
That's great.
Yeah. All right. This one is 10 items. Treason, forgery, slander, violating blue laws, juvenile incorrigibility, homicide, infidelity, larceny, perjury, criminal intent.
These are all the law and orders.
They're the seven deadly sins. Right?
Well, no, because there's 10, right?
Well,
they
in
added
a way.
Three?
This is the seven deadly sins plus three. Oh, the
leaving
ten?
Someone
fucking
on red. Leaving someone on red is a new sin. What
the
else?
The Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments. I like your answer better, Adel, of they're all the different law and orders.
Law and order treason, law and order forgery.
Thank you for going with an Old Testament one right after the Christmas themed one. I feel safe. I feel welcome. Mm-hmm. I feel supported.
Puzzle. What did we have? You guys got that way faster than I thought. So let's do another one.
Wait, which one of these is worshiping false idols?
That would be slander. No, that would be
criminal intent.
Is that one of the Ten Commandments?
What are blue laws? Is that the father and mother?
I don't know what.
Maybe the blue laws. When I hear blue laws, I think blue like laws. Thin blue line, but I'm like, that's not what that is.
What are the blue
laws? I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
Someone will have to Google that for us.
Someone else, not one of the three of us, four of us. We're not Googling it.
Okay. Seven items. And I forgot to put them in the chat again.
These got to be the deadly sins, I'm calling it.
These have to be the deadly sins.
They have to be.
The Prescriber, Ambien, Zoloft, Xanax, Claritin, Cannabis, Life.
The Prescriber.
Post Malone's new marshmallow ideas.
Yes.
Okay, so the Prescriber would be...
Sleep. These are all the seven dwarves. Doc,
yeah.
Sleepy. Doc, Sleepy, Happy,
Grumpy.
Depression. Okay, Sneezy, Wheezy. Cannabis would be sleep. Would be
Dopey.
Hungry.
Dopey. Yeah, so Dopey. Doc is writing prescriptions, sleepy, insomnia, grumpy, depression, bashful, anxiety, sneezy, allergies, Dopey, wants dope, and happy, high on life.
Wow. Very cool.
Wow, you got these way faster than I thought.
Aaron, yeah, if I can reveal my little secret and show the old man behind the curtain. I'm always old. The number gives it away every time.
Maybe not this one.
Uh-oh.
Seven Deadly Sins. Easy.
Ah, damn it. No.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read.
So, how many?
These.
One, two, three.
American drugs, Russian drugs, money, anger, God, practice.
American drugs, Russian drugs, money, anger, God, practice. This is six?
Six.
Six clues.
Six highly effective habits. American drugs. Russian drugs. So what's the difference between American drugs and Russian drugs?
Oh, these are the six people you meet in heaven.
Oh, Mitch
Maybe
Albom.
You.
In Russia, drugs smoke you. That's a reference to when I was a child, there was a comedian named...
Yakov Smirnov.
What are American drugs? American drugs and
this
Russian drugs.
This one might be my favorite in terms of American the clues, like
drugs.
How they chose these clues.
Okay. Money, anger, God, practice.
Russian
drugs.
Boy, oh boy.
I don't know what any of these
whiskey,
is leading
vodka,
me towards.
Money, anger, God.
So, though, I would say the list, like the American drugs, Russian drugs, is like the cause. Like they caused something to happen. American okay. drugs caused one. Russian drugs caused one. Money caused one.
Oh.
Anger, God, and practice. What they make, these made something.
Revolutions, black market.
This okay, one is God so makes, good. This one
God
might be one of the
man,
best.
Practice makes perfect.
No. Okay. You're,
the this, fuck?
Like, practice made, it's a specific IP that we're going for here.
Specific IP, practice what you preach, ugh. Practice.
No, it's like an IP. So it's like a franchise or
are these
like
Fast and the Furious movies.
Okay.
No, I wish. I just watched all of those in order for the first time, and they're God. The best.
Okay.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They get Vin Diesel wears a tank top to their wedding. Yeah. wedding dress.
Everyone always has one detail from the movies that just sort of haunts them forever, and I love yeah. that's yours.
He found a formal tank top. Anyway, yeah.
Everyone literally has one thing where they're like, the Michelle Rodriguez character, the photo they use for her original funeral, because no one dies in the Fast yeah. and Furious franchise, she's in the background of her funeral photo. She's not insane. Even in the foreground of her funeral photo. It's insane.
I Bill Butts, we just covered a band called Look Mexico, and they formed in like 2006, and all of their, I think they have like four albums, but all of their song titles are just Vin Diesel quotes,
yeah.
because in 2006, this guy like thought Vin Diesel was awesome, and now he's lived like a long career, so he has tons of pull quotes to work off of. I thought that was wild. A very fun little quirk.
What band was that?
It's called Look Mexico. Look Mexico. It's like a math rock band.
Mm.
They're good.
Mm.
So American drugs caused this. Is this like Woodstock? American drugs caused, boy, oh boy.
I think that Russian drugs
is it like
is helpful.
Okay, mass incarceration, the fall of the Berlin Wall.
These are characters.
Characters.
These
Russian
things
drugs.
Caused characters to have some sort of change that happens in them that make them.
Oh, are these Marvel?
Was yes.
That? Yeah.
The original
Captain
six
America.
MCU Avengers. Yes.
Yes.
Captain America.
Oh, because he's injected. Captain American drugs.
Scarlet Widow. No, Black Widow.
Black Widow. Russian
money
drugs.
Would be Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Anger Hulk. Would be Hulk. Uh-huh. God would be Thor. Practice would be Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Practice is the worst.
Yeah. Sorry,
Hawkeye.
Isn't that
Hawkeye. So funny?
Mm, practice.
I love
15/20 vision.
I want to see one final scene. Oh, sorry, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Mark, for these riddles. I know that there are more, and I'm definitely going to use these again. I would
these
give these
great.
A 10
Mark,
out of 10.
These were awesome.
I want to see one final scene.
Great.
Ian, you are Norse god Thor. Aaron, you are the Incredible Hulk. You're in the Incredible Hulk form at the moment. Mm-hmm. JPC, you are Hawkeye. Thor and Hulk, you're trying to like really. Hawkeye's thinking about quitting. He feels he has imposter syndrome, and you two are trying to sort of pump him up.
Knock, knock. Can we come in?
Guys.
I brought the lefse.
Guys, please. It's like I'd really just rather not. Like, my decision's kind of final, and I think I'm done.
No, we're just going to come over here and sit on the end of your bed. No.
No.
Come on.
No.
Okay, the bed's ruined.
There are so many situations where someone who can shoot an arrow really good would be really useful. Why can't
no.
you?
I don't know. We were out in the field the other day, and Black Widow just had, like, guns and was doing, like, killing way more bad guys than me, and it was going super slow.
Yeah, okay, your kill count is way less than ours, but you're like a fun little pet we have around. You're a personality higher, Hawkeye.
Come on.
Yeah, I think you need to lean into that, like sort of, you know, embrace the fact that you're not good at fighting or you know, convincing bad guys not to be bad. Like
you don't have a distinctive costume. You're sort of forgettable. One's favorite.
This is not helping. And also, guys, I'm the only one that I think has like a wife and kids. Like it doesn't. I should spend more time with
and
them.
A door gets kicked open, and there's a bad guy at the door. Nobody move.
Oh, no, there's a bad guy right there.
Oh, I hope our friend has his arrows ready to shoot him.
He looks like the kind of guy that can only be defeated by arrows.
I am Applehead, and my one power, the apple on the top of my head infuses me. Is the guy on the right? Is that
Tony, I know it's you. I know it's you. You're wearing an apple on top of an Iron Man suit, okay? I know it's you. I appreciate it, guys, but this is not... I don't need to kill a guy who has an apple head. That's not what I need right now.
Okay, well, who William tried. Told... Well, back in my Bentley, I'm going to the Hamptons.
Well, we did it.
We did
Ian,
it.
You made it
we
through all the it. Riddles. You were great. Fantastic guest.
It was.
Please come back
was,
anytime.
I would love to. This was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Ian. Well, Ian, where else can people check you out or even where else can they find your show?
I'm going to be, you can listen to All Fantasy Everything everywhere podcasts are sold. When does this come out?
This is coming out, I think, the second week of October.
Fantastic. Follow me on social media, at Ian Carmel on all those platforms. I'll be in Vancouver, BC doing stand-up at the end of November. I'll be in Austin, Texas doing stand-up at the Vulcan Gas Company, October 8th and 9th. I'm just all over. I'm in LA doing stand-up November 1st at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Love
come
that
check
space.
Me out.
Love
all
that
all
space.
Oh,
it's the best.
Yeah.
That's awesome. JP or Adel, anything to plug?
I want to see my plug if Ian can tell me in 10 to 15 seconds who the Trailblazers should trade Dame Lillard for.
Ooh, I mean, listen, there's no good answer for that. I think we got to get halfway into the season and see which teams are outperforming their expectations.
Okay.
Ideally, that'll be the Brooklyn Nets, perhaps the Utah Jazz. Somebody with draft assets and not Tyler Hero.
Okay, thank you so much. Aaron, anything to plug or promote?
No, I had the same thing. I had the exact same question, so ask and answer. JPC, could you read a review from the show for us, please?
Thank God, because I'm also Donatello, and I also have the exact same question. So I'll just skip to reading a review. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on the show, just leave us a 5-star review. I might pick yours. Hey, today I picked Chili Cheese Fritos. They say, I play rain noises every night to sleepo. I first found out about this podcast after I listened to Flight Risk, featuring Hey Riddle Riddle, on Dungeons & Daddies. I started with the Clue Crew free trial, and 3 days later, upgraded to Review Crew. Okay, that's the kind of action we like to see. Also love all of Arnie's themes. Thank you so much, Chili Cheese Fritos.
Very nice. Thank you so much for that review.
One
Aaron,
of the elite Fritos, by the way. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no.
Chili Cheese is fantastic.
You ever had a walk-in taco? Aaron, oh, yeah. I don't know if you know this. Thor's hammer actually has a really cool name. It's, Thor's obviously lives in the skies and
right.
the heavens. So, do you know the name of Thor's hammer?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Collin. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Ian, you really undersold your skills.
I was surprised as well.
You were knocking them out.
I kind of blacked out. I will not remember this.
Hey there, Polars and Kelps. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We go to Antarctica to bring you something that is in no way like The Thing. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.